In this movie, we're going to talk about layers in Photoshop. The layers palette should be up. If you don't see your layers palette, go to Window, Layers, or press the F7 key. Every image in Photoshop begins with an initial background layer. And you can do a lot on the background layer. You can paint on it, you can draw, you can alter it, you can make adjustments to it. The problem with working directly on the background layer is that once you close and save that image, that those edits are no longer live. In other words, the pixels, if I take a paintbrush and I paint on here like this, and then I close this file, and when I reopen it, these pixels are pasted directly over the pixels underneath. Now, I don't want to do that, so Command-Z out of there. The advantage to working on layers is that layers remain live. In other words, if I make a new layer and I paint on it, and I can make a new layer by going to Layer, New Layer, and I'll just click OK, and I paint on the layer, I can now turn the layer off, turn the layer on, and I can simply discard the painting at any time as long as the layer remains as a separate layer. The background layer can be turned into an ordinary layer by double-clicking it, brings up the new layer icon. By default, it's named Layer 0. You may name it whatever you want. If I click OK, now I see Layer 0. You'll notice it's no longer locked, and I can work on this layer. There are a number of things that I can't do to a background layer. I can also turn a layer back into a background layer by clicking on New Background for Layer in the Layer menu. And now it's back to being a background layer again. Selections may not be the heart of Photoshop, but they're certainly close to it because selections allow us to cut, copy, or otherwise alter groups of pixels without affecting the entire photograph. The primary selection tools are the rectangular and the elliptical marquee, the lasso tools, polygon and the magnetic lasso, we have the quick selection tool or the magic wand tool. The marquee and the lasso tool select pixels simply by drawing a box or a border or an edge around them, whereas the quick selection and the magic wand tool select pixels by their color and value and proximity to one another. We're going to start with the rectangular marquee tool. And it's a fairly simple tool to use. It makes a rectangular marquee around the pixels you wish to select. I want to take this box. I'll click here. See my cursor's a crosshair. And I will click and simply drag around the pixels that I want to select. Pull that down a little bit more. And there's my selection.